Hello, welcome back to the Recap Show with Sid, Mon and Key. In this episode of Friday Talks, we have a very special guest who has graciously accepted to talk.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing good. How are you doing?
I am good, thank you.
That's nice. So, we are the Recap Show, as you already know. So, we are three of us, I'm Keetana, and there's Monal, and one of our co-hosts is not available today. So we shall start. I'll ask you to start thing. What do you do? Tell us about yourself.
Oh, okay. I do several things. I am an entrepreneur, so I have several businesses. One is my online store called lunabluegirl.com, and I also am a stylist coach. So I work from the inside out. So we're working on people's well-being and transforming from the inside all the way to clothes and teaching them how to dress and the right colors. I'm also a writer. I have written a few books. One that I always talk about is One Way Trip by Chris A. Santos, which is a very heartwarming book. It's inspired by true stories, but I also have several other books. And I also have a designing business, which is called Photos by Chris Designs, where I add my photography to clothes. So I am a photographic fashion designer.
That's great. So where are you from?
I am originally from Brazil, but I live in Australia. I left Brazil 21 years ago. So I lived in a few countries, different countries, but right now, for the last 19 years, almost 20 years now, I live in Australia.
That's great. Do you find the place you live in affects your business? Or do you want to move somewhere else to continue your business, or Australia is fine?
No, I can do everything online and in person. My store is online. My writing, it's done from home. I write from home. I have an office at home. My design is done from home. And I design with America and also Australia. And if I need to do styling, I can do online or in person. But right now, 99% of everything I do is online. But of course, there is a possibility to do one in person. That, like, we are good here to work with face-to-face with people. But I have been doing pretty much everything online, which I quite like as well. But yeah, I'm sorry, I've got birds in the background.
It's fine. Yeah, we came across your Instagram and found that you're also a certified stylist and certified wellness coach. How did you get into that side?
Styling coaching. So what because of the online, because I was in fashion already, and I'm also a brand ambassador and influencer, and I was doing the Photos by Chris Designs, and then I got lunabluegirl.com, which is the online store. So I thought, now that I have a store, I'd like to offer more than just selling. I'd like to teach how to dress, and because now if they want to buy, they can see there's a link in my store that they can also, before they buy, before they make decisions, they can speak to a stylist, a qualified stylist. I actually studied to become I am available for that service, so I can help them. And I realized that when I was studying to become a stylist, I realized that there was a gap in the market, that when people come to you to feel better. They want to dress better, so they want to feel better. To me, there was more to it. So I wanted to offer also a coaching. And that's it. And when I start the coach, the styling, I decided to also start, after I finished my styling, wellness coaching. Now I have also incorporated nutrition to my online store, lunabluegirl.com. So you have everything. So I can help people when they come to me, and if they want to learn to dress, that's all they want. They're feeling great. Their mental health is great. Though that's great. We just do that. But if they come to me and said, I want to get dressed, feel better. I want to learn to get dressed, to put clothes together because I want to feel better, because I want to look more beautiful, because I don't feel well, because I don't know what to do with my weight at the moment, all that, then the coaching really comes in to show and to help that person to eliminate that and to learn how to feel great, how to improve health, how to do better. And that's when nutrition and coaching and fitness, I work with fitness, nutrition, and mindset. And then we do that first, and then we move on to the clothes.
Okay. So you said that you do fashion and photography.
Yeah.
Are you also a designer, or you just take photographs of fashion industry?
I don't design the clothes. I get my photography and I add the photography to the clothes. The clothes are given to me as a blank canvas. So I get a white dress so I can put any color I want, and then I put the photo that I took on that dress, or even dunas, or there is also you can get as a picture for the wall. Everything is included in that. And also there's also not just clothes, there's homeware as well, anything. So I use my photography to design these items.
So by that you mean you style a model or with the clothes and the fashion, and you photograph it. Is that what you mean?
I use my photo. Yeah, I style the clothes with my photography. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's called photographic fashion designer.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you are a wellness coach. So what does wellness mean to you, actually?
Wellness means everything. I think it's so important to look after your mental health, your health, your well-being first. I don't think you can just, like, if you are lacking something, if you just say, oh, just put nice clothes and you feel great. That's what I didn't want to do. I thought that is more to it. So first we'll look after the person, mental health and health, teach how to eat, teach how to incorporate the fitness and the mindset. And anyone can achieve anything they want. So first look after that. To me, that is more important than how you look outside. Once you're looking and once you feel great, then you move for the outside. Then you're complete, in and out. It's Kristen's style is about helping people from the inside and out. From the inside out. So you look feeling great and looking great.
Amazing. That's nice. What you do is great. Yeah.
Thank you.
So who what is the inspiration behind the work you do?
I am inspired by my own life experience, I suppose, and I like helping people. That I started this brand ambassador and influencer business, and suddenly that opened up a window to help people, and many windows actually. And I thought, well, if I am doing this and I'm using Instagram and I have a blog and Facebook, I'm gonna use for good. I wanted to do to impact people's lives and to help people. And I do that. I do that a lot of DMs. A lot of people come to me through DMs and I talk to them and get to know my followers well. And they know I am there to help. I helped many people and I still help many people. And that, why not work with careers and professions that can continue helping people? That is a passion of mine. From a very early age, I suppose. I believe that comes from losing people from a very young age. That's my book is all about, One Way Trip. I lost three people, and in this book I go two people in this book, but I have a third part that it hasn't been published yet, but this one has been published. And I think losing these people from a very early age, I always thought I want help. So I don't want anyone to feel depressed, to feel lost, or even die. And I think that has stayed with me, my experience. And I use that now to help as many people as I can.
Okay. Tell us more about your books and what they mean to you.
What do my books mean to you? My books. Look, everything I have written has a meaning behind, or there is a message. I wrote another book called Spies on Scooters. That is more young adults, teenagers. I think it's for everyone, but quite will attract a lot of young people because it's full of adventure. But that book is more than the title says, because it's really about saving the planet. So you need to read the whole book and you see at the end what is the most precious, what they are after. It's adventure after adventure. I do use twins in my book because I do have twins. So I did write this book for my kids a while ago, many years ago. But it is about bringing awareness of what are we doing to the planet. And about thinking about what are we doing, how are we treating nature, and what is the consequence of not doing the right thing. And it's important, I want to write that to send a message to young people, because they are the future of our world and they can change. They can, there is a lot of concern for this planet, and I do have a lot of concern, and I love the planet that I live. I love nature. And that was a way of putting a word out there and get some awareness about what we're doing and what can happen. And look what it, although it's fiction, it's pretty real as well. So it is a wake-up call. It's a very good book, full of incredible gadgets, because they're spies, but it's all linked to save the planet, really. And it's quite amazing. I love the book because I have got the wolf, I have got the eagle, I have got the rainforest, and the spies, how they interact, and all the adventures they go through. And at the end, what really is that one they were trying to save, that is something really special. So really, I think everyone should read. It's really, really, really important. I mean, really good. I think it's a message to anyone and everyone.
We'll give that a read.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. How many books have you written in total?
I think there are about 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in my blog, actually, for Chris. Yeah. And if you go for chrisbycris.com.au and then you click on on shop, and then you click on books, you will see a few there. That is, so look, I've got here 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 9. Sorry, 9.
It's okay. Do you plan on writing more?
Oh, I always, if I have an idea, I write. I love writing. I have been writing since I was 7 years old. When I start reading and writing, I start writing. I have got several, I've got a full box of poems. That's what I started writing when I was a kid. I really loved poetry. I still do. But I thought I started writing poems and then developed into stories and fictions. And One Way Trip is inspired by true story, but it's also fiction. So it's fiction, it's fiction and fact. Yeah, I love writing. And then I wrote a couple of books on fashion and on nutrition. Yeah, so anything that I start working and I'm passionate about, I write about it.
What would be your advice if someone is, you know, starting something like a wellness coach or fashion designing or photography? What advice would you give them before starting?
Okay, the advice for anyone who wants to start, first, it's a lot of work. Be prepared for it. There will be a lot of unpaid work. When you start a business, you put a lot of hours, a lot of effort, and doesn't happen overnight. So stay true to your goal and enjoy the journey. And I always say, surround yourself with the right people, no matter what you do, because you need people who will encourage you, who allow you to make mistakes, and who discourage you. That's the word. And you want people who do not discourage you, because you need people who believe in you truly. That is the only, and you as well have to find the passion. Very important, has to be the passion, has to be your passion. If it is, don't listen to anyone that is not with you or in the same page. You need to really surround with the people, the right people, and keep going and never give up. If you give up, you're never gonna know what could have happened.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah.
So you went, when you decided that you'd get into influencing, was it difficult to build an audience?
Yeah, it was a lot of work. When I started, I didn't know how to start it. So I started reading about, and then I was actually starting putting pictures of landscapes because I wanted to get attention to my book. And then that's how people saw. And then they said, oh, Jonathan, then I was invited to do the fashion design. And then all the labels saw and they asked, do you want to work with us? It is. So I had to rely a lot on blog and Instagram. I love both. I love writing. I love writing articles in my blog. So I was working a lot, writing a lot, and I had to engage. I had to go after other, you do have on Instagram if you want to grow, to go after other galleries or the Instagram accounts to start leaving comments there. So you attract people. You have to use the right hashtags. It was a lot. I remember saying, I'm not going to stop this until it works, and I start doing until I saw results. But that it is hard work. I even wrote a book, How to Grow Your Instagram. It's also in my blog, in my photosbychris.com.au. There are a lot of good tips there on how to grow your social media. And I say Instagram, but that could be for any of your social media, including Facebook and blog and any tweet. there is, you will, it is hard work, but it's worth it. And I think Instagram, I think social media in general is really powerful. So it is worth, but it's a lot of work.
Yes. Right. It has, it includes a lot of work, but then the outcome is very rewarding.
That's true. Yes, that's correct. I believe that it is. And you make real connections. You do meet real people. You do. I do. I have amazing people in my social. I know my followers a lot. There are a lot of people from everywhere in the world. I do have. I know you guys are from India, correct? So I have a lot of followers from India. Yes, a lot of artists. And I know them well. And I love that. I love that connection, and I love that actually I found in my place. I found people who think alike, and that is, that made a whole difference in my life, because I think I was searching. I've been searching for so long, a space that I can identify, and I found through social media. I don't have bullies in, I don't have anyone bullying. There is no space for bullying in my social media. I do block people if they come across inappropriately, but generally they are excellent. 99%. I have really blocked very, very few those years since I started. And 99% of the people are wonderful, and I found my tribe, and I love that I found them, that they think alike, and I get their support and their love, and I get to make real friends. Although they are online, they're still very good friends. And also great connection, work connections.
We understand that we started our podcast last year, and we've also been meeting a lot of new people, and it has been a good experience so far. And we also look forward to meeting more people.
Yeah, that is excellent. It's an amazing world, this online world and the social media. And yeah, you do have, let's say you gotta connect, and you have to really create a bond with your followers as many as possible. And I think it's really rewarding.
So this is the last question. If you could define your style.
Yeah, so my style is like edgy. I do try different things all the time. I love playing dress ups since very little. And I just try. I don't follow. I think the best clothes, you look the best on clothes that you love, that you feel comfortable, and that you look in the mirror and thought, oh yeah, that, you know, it doesn't need to follow a trend or to follow a label. It just needs to be you. My style is me. I do change. I do get bored with you wearing the same thing, the same style, and that's why I change all the time. I like colors. I like playing and mixing and match, and so I don't get bored. But yeah, everyone is different. But that's probably my style too, a bit edgy. And yeah, I try all sort of combos and different things. I like different. I like something that capture my eye, that's different, that's new.
That is amazing. So yes, we are in the meeting. It was great talking to you. We'd love to read your books, and we'll sure follow you on your social media.
And I will do the same. Yes, please. I'm already following you on your Instagram. Let's definitely keep in touch and connected.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, yes.
Great.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you. We'll meet soon. We hope we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and you have a wonderful end of the day. Thank you.
Thank you. See you. Bye.
Nice talking to you too.
Yeah.
Thank you.